With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. America's employers added just 266,000 jobs last month. That's sharply lower than in March, and a sign that some businesses are struggling to find enough workers as the economic recovery strengthens. That's a problem for Montana's hospitality industry, which expects tourists to return in droves this summer. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Powered by consumer spending and government aid, the U.S. economy is surging out of the pandemic recession that cost tens of millions of Americans their jobs and businesses last year. Experts say vaccinations, combined with growing consumer confidence and a pent-up demand for travel, is fueling expectations for a blockbuster domestic summer tourism season.
Everyone is really bracing for the biggest year we've ever had.
That's Zach Anderson, chair of the Whitefish Convention and Visitors Bureau, a nonprofit marketing organization made up of over 150 regional businesses. Anderson, however, tempers that optimism with this word of caution. Montana's hospitality sector has a big problem on its hands.
We're in our true shoulder season. This is generally the most quiet time of year. We're staffed up currently, but are we staffed up and ready for those big summer months? We're certainly not there yet.
The economic rebound has been so fast that many businesses, particularly in the hard-hit hospitality sector, which includes restaurants, bars, hotels, and outfitters, have been caught flat-footed and unable to fill all their job openings. Patrick Barkey, director of the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, says the workforce shortage is affecting businesses across the board.
Nationally, we're looking at roughly 4 million fewer people in the labor force than there was prior to COVID. In Montana, it's a little more erratic and not estimated as well. It looks to be at least 10 or 15,000 people who are no longer in the labor force. And that's a new thing.
For years, Montana's labor market has faced a shortage of skilled labor. More baby boomers are retiring and leaving the workforce than there are younger workers replacing them. But the COVID-19 pandemic brought new challenges.
You really have to peel back the onion and say, okay, what are these people doing? The answer, at least in part, is they're getting by thanks to the unprecedented income support that's come from the federal government through the whole series of spending bills passed by Congress in the last year.
Whitefish CVB Zach Anderson suspects some are using that government assistance to bide their time.
A lot of the research is suggesting that people aren't necessarily hanging on to unemployment so that they can not go back to their service industry job, and that more often it's just giving them more time to find a job or a career in a different industry that is higher paying.
Lisa Jones, a spokesperson with the Whitefish Convention and Visitors Bureau, says housing costs and availability are also playing a role in people's willingness to go into service industry jobs.
Unfortunately, all of the short-term rentals used to be long-term rentals, and now those aren't available. And so we don't have housing, therefore we don't have workforce.
Hospitality, lodging, and service jobs require close contact with customers. COVID-related health concerns prompted some workers to leave those jobs. Jones says a different byproduct of the pandemic frustrated many experienced retail employees and led to still more resignations, frequent confrontations with some customers over local masking policies.
They've worked as waitresses and bartenders and hostesses and cleaned rooms for years and enjoyed the lifestyle that came with their jobs and the beauty of the place that they lived. But there was lots of challenges with them trying to just ask people to do a simple thing like follow our ordinance and have concern for the health of our community.
Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte recently announced measures aimed at encouraging more people to enter the workforce. Gianforte says the state's federally subsidized $300 a week extended unemployment benefits will end next month. In a corresponding move, the state will give one-time $1,200 payments to Montanans who were unemployed to re-enter the workforce. According to reporting from the Associated Press, the U.S. Labor Department has not seen evidence that enhanced unemployment payments are keeping people from finding jobs. Everyone contacted for this story tells MTPR that Montana's hospitality sector needs creative solutions to address the labor shortage before the start of the summer tourist season. Some suggestions? Higher wages, signing bonuses, combined job descriptions, reconfiguring business hours, even outsourcing work when possible. All also recommend employers reward their existing workforce whenever possible to retain them. Again, University of Montana economist Pat Barkey.
I think the competition from federal programs is going to go away as those programs expire. You're going to see a lot of folks who are on income support who are going to need money, and I think you're going to see an increase in labor force participation as wages go up.
Barkey says workforce shortage problems always resolve themselves, just not in ways that satisfy everybody. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.